All right, so we have talked about so far today, we have been overcoming some of the things that maybe sabotage us from our success in marketing. We've talked about like who we are, who our ideal client is. We've talked about some of the things of how we can get to know them and what they need, their pain points. And of course, a lot of this is going to be stuff that I really challenge you to have this be an invitation to a conversation with you and the Lord, some planning time, some coffee time. How about that? But this next little bit, I want to talk about like marketing tools, and then we're going to come in and personalize some of the ideas for marketing for you guys at the end. And so this is going to kind of go whoosh. And it's probably what you probably thought, okay, I'm going to come and Cindy's going to teach this. Okay. Now do you see why this right here, what I'm about to teach you is these are the things that are some ideas, but you are going to never be able to pick the right idea, the right place to do it, unless you first know who you are, why you're here, what your message is, who you're speaking to, what they need, what their pain points are. It's so hard for you to even get to product development if you do not know those things. So, and then it gets even harder to know where to put your money or your efforts. There's a lot of what I'm about to tell you that are things that can truly be pretty much free with what you've got in your hands already, but it's even, you've only got a certain capacity. You've only got a certain amount of time and energy. And because of that, what you do is going to be very, very important in how you, in your effectiveness. It matters whether you're spending a lot of money on a campaign in some of these areas, or whether you are spending, to me, the most valuable thing, which is your time and your energy and your focus. Those things are so important because, okay, what a difference it could be if you're reaching the right person with the right way, the thing that they're looking for, and you're meeting their needs, then you're going to find that they're going to then be ready to take some of their next steps, which is getting the next product or getting connected for the next event or whatever it is you're trying to build. Now, let me just talk a little bit about this for a moment, because at all times you should be always promoting. How does that feel? Did that stretch? Yes, always be promoting. Always. They say always be selling. Always be selling. Yes. And some of you go, oh, she said the selling word. Always be closing. Always be giving. And this is not great language here, but always give next steps. Okay. Always, always, always. Okay. So here's the deal. I've had friends through the years and coaching clients through the years who have wondered why they weren't making the money that they should make. Well, I think, first of all, there can be that haphazard thing of not knowing who they are, what their message is. They kind of seem to be chasing the next trend, and that can be one problem. Big problem. If that's a problem inside the business, it is a huge problem. You have messages. You only have a very finite amount of time to share the things that you're called to share. Don't go chasing everybody else's dreams. I remember being at a writer's conference and being taught at the writer's conference to look at the best sellers. Let me tell you something. The best sellers are yesterday. If you're familiar with the Bible and how that the Lord gave instructions for manna, then you will be aware of the fact that God said that manna needs to be gathered daily. He would send manna, which is their bread that they would have for their food, their daily food. He would give it to them every day. When they woke up, there would be fresh manna every single day. But there were rules with the manna. Number one, you gather the manna for yourself, and then for those within your tent, and then your family, and then for those who come into your tent. And the other big rule was you could not save it to the next day unless it was Saturday, unless it was like your, it wouldn't be Saturday, it'd be your Friday. You could not save it unless you're having to save it for the Sabbath when you would not gather more. You could gather some for the Sabbath, but other days it would mold. It would mold. Okay, so when I shared that with you, I want to just take that into your business. If you have got a product that you're developing and it's like the New York Times bestseller and you're going to do something and answer, like I'm thinking way back, this tells you how long ago I've been thinking this thought. Like men are from Mars and women are from Venus, right? I remember when that came out, that was what they were telling us. They were like, hey, why don't you do something that's a Christian version of this? And I thought, that is such a lame idea. But then I have an idea that I may come back around to because the girl that was sitting by me, she didn't write on marriage and family, but she knew I did. And she said, hey, what about men are from Adam, women are from Eve? And I thought, now that makes my heart pitter-patter a little bit. And I do have some teachings I've done through the years and some points on differences between men and women. And I've done men are from Adam, women are from Eve. And that's a pretty solid little topic for me. But did you notice that that is not what I produced at that time? And by the way, I wrote on marriage at that time. I actually wrote, I think, Hidden Woman around that time. But it was a whole bunch of other marriage stuff and family stuff. And it was about godly womanhood and how to pursue godly womanhood. And I didn't just limit it into that one little thing. And guess what? I already had that on my heart. God had already been putting that into me and into my heart. So can I tell you that my thoughts have been, if I'm sitting at the feet of the Lord and God has given me a fresh word, which he does. If you don't know how to hear a fresh word, you need to listen to Jeffrey's thing from Wednesday, because it's a perfect thing for you to go back and say, okay, how can I hear God? How can I hear him for my products. Totally, totally good with what we're talking about here. But if I'm sitting there and I'm before the Lord and I'm in my quiet time, I am pursuing him daily, then you know what? He gives me more than enough ideas. And some of the ideas I've even had in my journals, I said I've got so much in my journals of things that are on my heart that are going to be rolling out. Some of those things, he will then say, okay, now it's time. Let's do this. It's like Language Arts the Easy Way. Oh, goodness. It was the first book I finished back when, 28 years old. And it's actually on the agenda for this summer. I actually had started, and I was like maybe 3 or 4 days away from launch of that book. It needs a good, healthy edit. It needs some updating, and it needs a couple of things to be finished in it. And that book is ready to roll. And the Lord has had it on hold now. This is what, 7, 8 years now? He's had it on hold. Very good revision. I am so pleased with it. Because there's a big difference in like my writing at the very beginning. That went to about age 12 for the children. And it needed to go all the way through high school and even help them prep them for college. And it's such, now this book is like a grown-up version of the book that I wrote all that many years ago. But God's had it literally, it could have been done 7, 8 years ago because it's like almost there. It's just God interrupted it for such a time as this. And he put on my heart, Cindy, pull it back out. Pull it back out. It's now time for the launch. He's got a couple other things he's working on me, like even this productivity, this little, by the way, the action guide here, the reason it's turned into 4 books is because he has had things added to that. And I guess I didn't pay attention how much I had collected in all of my stuff, but it's a lot. It's over 400 pages of just my side of it, not counting all the things you guys are filling in. So here's the thing. I believe if we are sitting and hearing God, he gives us things all along the way. And when he tells us to launch it, it's at the perfect timing. Now, some of you may say, I haven't had enough time to like work all the way through that, but you've got it now as a guide. And, you know, I have heard where, I like this, where the recommendation, I heard during the break, we were talking about bringing that back out. And this is not just Cindy ideas. This is also you kind of ideas, like bringing it back out and having like challenge now, but coming back and revisiting and saying, hey, where are you? I like that. I'm going to toy around with my calendar and see what we're going to do. Like, when do we do this? And I'm listening to you guys. I love it. But I also heard the other day, Arilla and Mandy were suggesting, hey, this would be a good year. You know what I think would be kind of cool with it is making a membership out of it. Because I was thinking about this, it's and this is some of the different marketing tools, but it's also production tools. Making a membership of that by the month, a very low cost, but you walk through it with people for something like that. There's a lot of things you can do with your products, but it's getting to know your community. What would help them? Would it help for things to be broken down a little bit more bite-sized? Generally, the answer is yes. So looking at, okay, I need to know who they are so I can know the products. But then here's the other thing. I also need to know it so I can know how to reach them. So what do we do to reach them? I want to share with you, there's some good old tried and true marketing tools. I'm going to talk about them, and this is not saying you have to do all of the above. This is about you finding what works for you and the particular product you're wanting to promote or the particular service. When I said always be promoting, you need to consider this as marketing is developing a relationship with them, but it's also letting them know what you do and reminding them about it. Both of those things, okay? If you think about the fact that, okay, your mailing list is just as worthy of promotions as your latest product, you need to let people know there's a mailing list where you can follow me. That should be on your, I would say on a weekly, you need to be promoting your mailing list everywhere you can promote it, okay? Your communities, wherever you choose to have your community, you need to promote that every single week because people may not see it when it comes through the first couple times. I have a lot of emails that are not even opened. I'm not going to give you guys a number because y'all would judge me, and I know it. But I have a lot of unopened emails, and it is definitely a reminder to myself that if I don't read things all the time by certain people, that other people don't either. And there are things that we can do to kind of encourage people to open our emails. Some of you have seen me do some of that through the years. Like, for example, I did PDFs that if they didn't open them within the month, I had them pulled off. I literally deleted the file off of my drive so that, oops, you didn't open your email. Tough. That's how it is. Now, if people don't open emails after a period of time, I've listened to my coach and I'm deleting them off my mailing list. Because if they're not reading it, they're just messing up my open rates. And I have gotten to a piece. I took an email challenge earlier in the year with Kelly McCauzy. And one of the things that we learned, and it was hard. You talk about, oh, Cindy was stretching. It was like stretching me around the world and back because it was so hard for me to go in and delete perfectly good friends off of my list. But you know what? It's saving me money on my services because you pay by however many you've got on your AWeber account. It's saving me some money, but it's also made my list a lot more what I want. It's built my community. So there's some of these things that we have to really look at. Okay, all this starts to come together of, okay, I want to give great information and give them the information of like how you can connect. Give them information that's just like the topic that they want to read. Give them access to some of the things I'm doing and give them, you know, how to connect with me. But I also have to be real that if there's somebody that's not engaged, and I've had a huge mailing list for a lot of years. Because of that, there are a lot of people that maybe are not, they're not a good fit right now, where I've really zoned in and said, this is where I'm going and who I am. These are the type of people who like me and I like them and we have fun together and we do great business together. Since I've gotten to that space and I'm not just hoarding my email list and all my people, I just love everybody. Well, that's good that I love everybody. But business sense wise, I have to be smart and say, okay, I have to let them go if they're not going to be connected and engaged. And the thing is, if they miss it, they'll come back and go, I don't know how I got off your list. I'm back on it. And that's okay, because then they're engaged. Do you see what I'm saying? So here's what we're looking at. We've pulled all of that philosophy, all of that. I mean, like, I'm telling you hard stuff. I know you guys are my tribe, and I'm telling you my strategies. Are you comfortable with that? Because you probably see that for you to be able to have the business you want to have, you're going to have to set some standards and let people know what to expect. It gives a security. It gives a belonging. And then it helps you to do this next step, which is to develop tools to market yourself. Again, you're going to be marketing your products. You're going to be marketing your services. You're going to be marketing all the ways that you produce content or services. You're going to be promoting all of those things. Those are all the things we're going to be marketing. And so with that in mind, aw, you're so sweet. So with that in mind, I want to talk about some tried true marketing tools. You know, so many businesses are focused on internet marketing ideas and the new ideas that many miss the old stuff, the oldies but goodies. And can I tell you what's kind of funny? Okay, when I ranted earlier, I'm going to take another rant that tells you be careful about who you get under and you follow. I'm not poo-pooing their ability to give you fresh new ideas. But what I'm saying is sometimes they give you ideas that sound wonderful, but then they are coming back going, huh, well, I was doing this and I was having a 1% conversion rate and they were having to spend a ton of money on advertising when they could have done tried and true old things that some of us have been doing for many years that still work. Like, for example, building an email list. I have seen where people were like, oh, no, you don't need all that old stuff. And then they were promoting on Instagram. They were promoting on Facebook. They ended up losing their business because it's not their business. They're on somebody else's platform. And they are using somebody else's space. And somebody else can tell you whether they want your stuff or not. And we have to honor that. We have to honor, okay, like, do you think Facebook is, I mean, I love Facebook and I have a lot of fun with my friends on it, but you know what? It's not owned by Cindy. I don't have the control over Facebook to determine whether or not my content goes to everybody that I want it to go to. I just don't. Now, I can follow some basic rules for engagement in my email list, and I have a much better chance of getting it out there. I have some other things I was mentioning that Michael's doing apps, and I like the fact that an app might just be an answer that can get my content directly on what they're holding all day long. You know what I mean? So it's actually on my plan of things I'm going to do because I can have notifications that hopefully they don't silence, that they could get updates. We're going live. We're about to be live on Zoom, or we're going to broadcast here on the phone where they can sit there and they can watch it, have an easy access. You know, I have to think that, like, in podcasts, new podcasts downloaded, all of it inside of an app that they can have. I happen to think that that's one of the things I'm going to be doing to bring more stuff home to Cindy, because that's the stuff where I have more control over, like, is it going directly? Is it dependent on somebody else paying their bills? Somebody else staying in the know? You know, we've seen where, and I laughed, Jude was talking yesterday about Yahoo groups are no longer. Yeah, that's how I made my first money, was on Yahoo groups, but I spent a lot of time there. Invested, they are no more. Some of you have no idea what we're talking about. MySpace is a no space anymore. Come on. There's so many others. I know there's lots that I'm not thinking about, but they're gone. And yet, you know what? CindyRushton.com is still here. CindyRushton.com could be what it was in the past, and it can now go into the future with me. And you know what? It is all under my control. Because you know what? I can assure you that the people who provide me the service, I use MomWeb. So if you're wanting to a great service, it's cindyrushton.com/MomWebs. If you're going to develop a website, do it. Ask them to install WordPress. They can have you set up in just a little bit of time, probably today sometime. I don't know that for sure. I don't know if they're, you know, taken off, but usually it's that quick. Wonderful service. Kelly owns the company and Scott is like my man. The other day, I messed up my website the other day. I do web design and it was so hilarious. I was just not all paying attention. I was distracted with a bunch of stuff going on. And when I went to install a forum, I installed it over the index of my site. I was like, you gotta be kidding. You know what? Within 20 minutes, Scott had me back up and going. He totally rolled it back to the night before. He happened to have been backing it up the night before because they're that great at backups. And they do a fabulous job of support. So, you know what? I am fully confident that they have a lot vested in supporting my website and making sure that if it's possible to be online, it's going to be online. But I own that. I get to pick what content goes on that website. I get to have control. So here, these old things have a lot more power, a lot more control. You can make it your own and you can create it now and it can go with you through the years. You can change things that help you stay updated, but it is yours. So let's go and let's look at some different old tried and true marketing tools. Again, the website. The website is huge. And here's the thing, your website I highly recommend WordPress as what you use for your content management system. You may be stretching going, oh, Cindy, but I know this, or I've got it set up in this. I paid somebody a lot of money to get this set up like this. Can I tell you that now is the time, not later, to go ahead and get it in a place and in a format that can be very flexible. WordPress is pretty much the standard. About 80% of the sites out in this world are WordPress. And as a result, WordPress, it is committed to having continual updates. They've got flexibility because so many developers have developed themes and have developed plugins. So if there's something you want your website to do, more than likely, it's already developed and you don't have to pay somebody to develop something for it. I have let me see if I can grab them real quick. In some of my favorite people that I do business with, let me grab a link here. I have anything from, here we go. Aha, that was good organization, Cynthia Lynn. Okay, these are some of the people I do business with, and of course, I love their services, or I would never recommend them, but several happen to be, let's see. Ah, you're going to go being silly here. Hold on one moment. I wonder if it's going to let me copy this into our chat. Okay. No, it's not letting me. Okay. Here's what we do. There's another way to do this. many of the things that I recommend, like for example, tips and tricks here. Let's see if I can get these in. Hold on. See what we can do here. And this is going to be in the chat. Yeah, let me do less. Okay. Smarty pants. Zoom room. Okay, here are some links of things I highly recommend. I'm telling you, these are reasonable, but they are also things that are very WordPress friendly. And by the way, if I ever do any coaching, like you need help with it, I can help you with these things because I do it with my own stuff. But like, for example, the WPE store, I use that for my shopping cart. WP affiliate platform I'm putting in right now on my site and a couple other client sites. The WPE member, which is a membership program, is something we are putting in like ASAP. Here are some other things. Let's see if it'll let me paste it in. this many. Here's some, yes. Those are some other things that I use a ton of just resources that are really helpful. But here's the thing. All of those things I just talked about with the website are all very WordPress friendly. There's even more out there. Like I use PrettyLink. It's an app that you can put into your website. Let me just put it, just type it down. PrettyLink. I use exclude pages from navigation. Okay, there you go. Those are two other biggies that I just absolutely swear by for things that make my website, you know, really helpful. Like PrettyLink, I will take like my Zoom link that may change from broadcast to broadcast because I'm still getting used to things, and I cloak it by using a PrettyLink that's standard. It's cindyrushton.com/zoom. So that people who want to come into the room, they don't have to go, oh, where is it that she's put that email to me? And they don't have to run it down. They just know, hey, it's Cindy's room. It's cindyrushton.com/zoom. You can pretty much do that. When we're talking about exclude pages from navigation, I use that a lot. Like the pages that you have for your download pages that are used for like this particular set, for example. Those pages are, I have a plugin that is installed in WordPress that has exclude pages from navigation, and I click off of the including it in the menus, and then I also make sure that it doesn't have like share buttons like on the side, and I make sure it doesn't have optimization, like I block robots and the search engines from being able to search and find the data that's inside of that page. And then that page is pretty much impossible to find it unless you have a direct link into it. So those are things that you can do within WordPress that you can't just go and do with everything else. My shopping cart is totally configured, and I've got the whole systems worked out to where it's easy for me to be able to have anything, the whole process for purchasing products from me. So anyway, that your website, let me just say this. If you had WordPress, for example, you can have evergreen content through your pages. You can have new, fresh content, announcements, blogging, even podcasting through your posts. And it just gives you the freedom to be able to do all of that on one website. So I highly suggest getting a great website. Let me talk about a few things that I want to suggest if you were doing a website that are going to be things that it's going to help you to have the best website ever. Let's do like a website check. Now this is going to be some hardcore teaching here, but I think you'll appreciate it. If you were going to do a checkup on your website, and by the way, those of you that have this set, if you're in the Ultimate Productivity Challenge or you purchased this set yourself, if you look in your action plan that some, if you're, in, you're sitting in here, you haven't got it yet. It's going to be on the download page with all the videos. But here are some things to check. Like if you were going to do like a weekend, I'm going to do a weekend website update. Okay. And these are things I'm going to do for my website. Here you go. The first thing is your website focused? If you want a successful website, you're going to have to be focused. It's going to have a purpose. It's going to have to be very clear. It's going to have to communicate what you are all about. I do recommend having your domain be your name, unless there's a very, very, very good reason for it to be something else. I don't recommend a bunch of different websites. I have had them before myself, and what I've found is that currently what we need is to have everything build your name, build your brand. So we want it to be focused on what? You. Who you are, what you're about, the community you're building. Are y'all with me? See why you had to have earlier all day to get to this place. Next thing is it organized. Websites are like every single thing else that we have to manage. They are going to have a way that they get cluttered, they get outdated, they get disorganized, and they do it quick. Now, where we were talking about in a session, I think it was Thursday, we were talking and my days have kind of gone by a little bit fast this week, where we were talking about that we really need to have our website revamped every 2 to 3 years. Can I tell you, I believe that you should have it just reorganized at least once a month. You need to be looking along the way. Don't wait 2 years to get old looks off of it. People are not going to do business with you when your website is not like the newest style. I'm sorry, you might not like to change your style at home in the way you dress. I'm not saying anybody, I'm not calling out any names or anything. That's not what I'm trying to do right here. I loved my hair, but I had to trust that my really on the cutting edge hairstylists know how to do my hair better than I do. Now, right now, it's not their fault. Bless their hearts. They are not able to work. They're in Tennessee. I'm serious. I go to Tennessee, even from here, to get my hair done. But not lately because we can't do that right now. But I'm looking for the day that I get to go and get my girlies to do my hair. But everything's closed down right now. So, and this is, by the way, if you hear this later, it's a coronavirus thing, Meducci. But anyway, here's the thing. Those gals level with me about when my hair needs to be updated to where I don't look bad with my gray hair. I'm fully convinced. I had a couple of hairdressers, which I hate to say this, I just said I can't do work with them anymore. They didn't like having long hair. They wanted to keep cutting my hair shorter and shorter. And I was like, I don't think so. Look, girls, that they can say all the time, look, you are getting older, but I'm not going to be looking older. And so I like having my young girls that know the hair, know my hair. They know hairstyles. Let them keep me abreast on where I need to be. Now, this is not a good day. It is humid here. And it is what it is. But, okay, on websites, can you hear me here when I say this? Your website does not need to look like the same websites as it was in however many years ago. If it's not looking like websites are designed today, like go and do some searches of what people are doing on their websites. You need to have some of the new things. Mine is not even as updated as it needs to be because I've got to do some shooting, some video. Right now, like video headers are hot, hot, hot. Again, you can do some of this right from WordPress. So I highly recommend that you get the basic things down here. Get onto WordPress if you're not. If you're not, I'm telling you, probably 20 years behind everybody. And you're going to find if I could do it with me knowing nothing, I could write HTML at the time, but it was so much better. So much faster, and there's great tutorials. Like you can get something on YouTube that can show you how to do it like in an afternoon. Are you Udemy me? You know, it has great, great classes for hardly nothing. So you can get help on how to design and get the latest, newest look. Trust me, when people look at your website, I know because I've seen a lot of them in the job I recently had. I was the person who would go and pull the websites for client people who wanted to hire us. And I can't even tell you how old some of the websites were, some of the stuff that was not functioning. It was frustrating. It was not clear. It was not concise. It was disorganized. It was hard for people to read because here's the deal. People are very accustomed right now to having certain styles. And when one person, a few companies start and everybody starts moving that direction, if you're not moving that direction, you're keeping an old format alive and well inside your, for your domain, your website, you are going to be outdated that quick because people are going to go, click off. They make a decision if they're staying on your website within 7 to 10 seconds. So if your website is going back to some old stuff, they're going to just think you haven't updated. They're not going to look to see if your content's new. If it doesn't look new and fresh, like the style, they're going to immediately think that you're not updated and that you're not in business anymore. And so I hate to give you the bad news, but you have to do some organization and updating. Here's another thing about your website. Well, I just said updated. Okay. It needs to also be the go-to site for what you do. So if you are all about Okay, Lucia's about faith. Okay. Her website needs to be communicating faith. It doesn't need to be 50 other things. It doesn't need to be sending them to other people's websites. Please, please, when they get to your website, it needs to be your home on the web. It needs to be about you, what you do. It needs to be very simple, very focused, so that they can easily discern who you are, what you're about, and what they get with you. It needs to be in seconds again. Needs to be growing. Hello. Now repeat after me. Are you ready? I will never, ever, ever. Okay, come on. I will never, ever, ever be finished with my site. No. Your website is going to be growing at all times. Okay. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe, you might could have impressed somebody by just having a site that tells about you and gives the basic information, kind of like a brochure. Today, they will not take you serious as a business. You have got to have a growing website. And here is what I'm talking about. If you want a site that is a success, it's got to be growing. It's going to have new content all the time. Now, I do have to tell you a little tip that I did. I actually got a plugin for WordPress, and I took off dates off of my post because it was like so many of the things I've written in the past are totally, if you were to see me post it today, I could post it today and feel totally great about it because a lot of it's very evergreen. A lot of the ideas and things that I have shared are nothing that I would change for today. So I went in and found a plugin that took off the dates off of my blog and off of my website. It doesn't change whenever you are doing your podcast or anything like that, but it does make a difference. And when people read it, because sometimes they'll look and they'll go, oh, that came from 2012. I did not want that because I feel like my content is worth a lot more than that. So I put that on there. But here's the deal. You do need to have a reason that people come back to your website, and they're not going to come back to your website if you don't have new things coming out. So every single week, you need to be considering what content you can put on there. This is your free marketing. Your website should have a mixture of articles, blog posts, audio podcasts, video podcasts, regular downloads. The best websites are always growing. Come on, always growing. So add content to your website a minimum of 2 times per week. Some say Monday, Thursday. Some say more. I say more. Look at your site. Look at your Facebook and Twitter for like responses so you can see like the best days that you're getting the best engagement. Some can be Monday, Thursday, some Tuesday, Thursday. Just watch and see what goes best for you. But I also put on my website in between. I've tried to have a very active website. I'll add like if I write a prophetic word, I will pop it over there onto my website. If I have certain announcements I'm making about different events that are going on, I pop it on my website. If I have new products, I pop them on my website. I'm trying to engage. I like to have a minimum of 5 days on my website going on. That's not putting a rule out for you guys, but I'm just saying as regular as you can, make sure your website grows. One thing you can do if you do not have new, fresh content, you can revisit and rebroadcast certain things. So you would need to change your copy. You can only keep maybe, I think it's 15-20% of the copy that you used in the past. But if you can't take the information, like say from a podcast, and repurpose that, that's a good thing to work on. So make sure that you keep sharing. If you're going to be sharing content, make sure it's lots of different formats. Here's the thing. I want to just list some different things that you can do that are just, again, tried and true ways of putting information out there. You can do magazine articles. You can do newsletter articles. You can do featured products, radio shows, TV shows. You can do classes, events, podcasts, videos, on and on. You can do some of the featured products that you're producing. You could do behind the scenes on the products. You get the idea. Use your website as your spot to continue to promote what you're doing and all of your new content. One of the things, if you go, bless my heart, on my website, it does need help. Don't judge me on this, but because I half the time I'm working on everybody else's and not my own. It's kind of like the plumber. But I'm trying. I've been trying to get better at this. But every single time I post something, if I'm putting something on, I'm going to give next steps. Even on like my product download pages, maybe you've noticed, I give a coupon or I'll say, you know, get on my mailing list. It's whatever I'm wanting to promote. Like right now, I'm promoting my mailing list, making sure that I'm getting people there. I'm promoting my community because then we all stay in communication. Also try to promote any of the products because if people do not realize what I have, it helps them to kind of know, hey, she's got more stuff. So it could be next steps. Like if I'm doing an article and then say, let's say for example, the article is on, maybe it's a recipe, then it might be a nice fit for me to say, hey, have you seen Cindy's Ultimate Mommy Menu Planner? And put the link directly into that. Does that make sense? Always, always give a next step, give a next option, because you would be surprised how much money is left on the table by just ending the article with your bio. Come on, always have a next step. Blog, yeah. Your blogs are going to be a huge, huge, huge. It's still a huge source for marketing. Yes, people still read blogs. Yes, people still are blogging and making lots of money. There's a lot of things you could do. You could even offer ads, but you could make money off of your blogs just by making sure that whenever you're making a post, it needs to have a purpose. It needs to be, again, it needs to be promoting something. Now, I'm not saying it has to promote your product that you're doing, but like say, for example, Lucia's just got her new book that's just out. Her blog needs to be talking, it should be great to take some article and maybe talk about the battle that goes on where the enemy is attacking you for your identity. It would be a great thing. She may want to even use, say, a video or an audio where maybe I've taught or somebody else has taught something on identity. You're welcome to, by the way, if you want to, Lucia, I can help you with that. But making sure you have the content so that at the end, what you do is you say, have you seen my new book? Have you seen this new book? This is a great follow-up. If you want to know who you are, you want, maybe she could do a quiet time, a sample quiet time. It could be a video, it could be an audio, it could be a blog post, that's just the written blog post or an article, whatever, a download, maybe a journal page where she could have journal, use this journal page to start copying and making a notebook of copying and journaling some of your thoughts about A, I am what, you know, and she could do something like that that could encourage, like, okay, you got this page. This is what I just designed to go alongside of my book. If you want some good copy, you want some affirmations that are going to help you during your quiet time to be able to know who you are in Christ, this is going to help you. You can do a lot of different things that really promote your thing and then give the action call, the call to action, the next step for them to be able to do that. Let's see. But blogging, give them useful but incomplete. You don't have to have a huge, huge blog post. Now, I happen to write long, and I write short, sometimes, But by and large, I write long articles typically because it's just the way my brain thinks and develops a topic. But you don't have to have long, but if you do, it's okay. But put that useful but incomplete information there in that blog post and then promote. Here's the thing that you're going to see. You're going to see that having your website, having your blog, continuing to grow that is going to help you promote. Another thing, does, and I'm testing your website here, you guys. Your website, I've got in the action guide, and I want to just read some of this. Is it sending the right message? Okay. Now, if I want to be a coach, don't you think that I should have more updated information? Yeah. If we want to offer whatever it is, we need to somehow show our expertise through our website. So we need to ask, is our website sending the right message? Websites are not clothes. Websites are not houses. Our colors, our fonts, our graphics are not about necessarily us. Okay. Now I happen to have some touches with my new colors that I'm playing around. I like gray and I like the pink and I kind of like the colors that I'm coming with right now. I'll look to do some more development when I have a little bit more time, but there is, by the way, not always about what Cindy likes. Cindy has to keep in mind that there are other people looking at her website and that website, everything about it, your pictures, your fonts, your colors, all has a certain psychology to it. Now, if you don't believe me, how about look up psychology of color? It's going to help you when you're developing your websites and stuff. And here, by the way, I just want to drop this out there. If you guys have done a lot of work on your stuff lately and you're going, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to rework it. Well, save yourself a couple months. But in a couple months, you should be reworking things anyway. Okay. What did I say about keeping it updated, keeping abreast, keeping on growing? This is why it's important. But here's the deal. Be aware that your website has every day the ability to go out and grab people and say, hey, this is what she's about or he's about. And when they come there, again, they're going to spend about 7 to 10 seconds to see if you are what they're looking for. If your website is not communicating in excellence who you are and what you offer, like your services or your information, if it's not doing you service, it would be probably paramount to take some time to go ahead, throw out some stuff. I'm sorry. Let me just say this. I know as a writer and as a speaker, it's hard for me to throw out great content. And there's times where I like something on my webpage, and it's hard to throw it out, but it's just got old. Okay? Same thing with clothes. Same thing with decorations in the house. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad tales, but it is kind of my position, isn't it? To just say, hey, sometimes you have to clean out. Sometimes you have to update. And it's so beautiful when you get on the other side of it. But the hardest thing you're going to do is get rid of the stuff that's your babies. And you know what? We cannot do this. If you're wanting to be a mommy blogger, go have fun. But you're not my people if you're not wanting to stay abreast and embracing change and growing and expanding and becoming your very best. You're not my tribe. I'm just being real with this. So if that's hard, I'm hard. So sorry. I don't want to be like so mean. But if you were like Lucia, who's my very best friend, she can tell you, I tell the hard stuff. On her stuff, I've said, nope, don't like that. She sent me just this week, she sent me some book covers and was so gracious to listen to me as I said, I don't like that color. I don't like that thing. It doesn't work. This color works. She did it and it's beautiful. Not because I said so, but here's another thing. I sent her some new graphics from my stuff and I had a leaning, but I wanted to be open to somebody else's opinion. And within seconds, she told me what she liked. And I was like, And it really set well with my spirit. She helps me to be the very best. You guys help me to be the very best. Let's help each other be the very best. I don't want to tell you what you think you want to hear. I really want to tell you what you need to know to be excellent. If you want to do your business and you want, if it's about truly about other people, not yourself, then you have to listen when people say, eh, this has got to go. But there is a color psychology to marketing, to online marketing, to affect that the colors affect your purchases. They affect the graphics. Totally, there is a science behind it. I actually studied some stuff on graphics a while back. I was taking a class in school, and there's a deal. There's a really big deal on even like the fonts that you're using. Serious psychology that's there. If ask a graphic designer to help you out with some stuff here and there, and you're going to see. And there are different trendy colors. Recently, the Conversion First Marketing, they do SEO and web design. You know what? They recently changed some of their colors. They started their business 5 years ago and had a certain color scheme, and they recently changed it. And a lot of it was based on advice of graphic designers who were on the cutting edge and were the experts in their field. And those people came alongside and said, hey, this communicates where you're going, and this communicates friendliness. This communicates what people need to know. So be aware. Okay, here's another thing. Is it connected? Is your website connected? Here's the thing. Does it need to be developed to where it connects everything in one spot where you got your information in one place? It needs to be the hub of everything you say and do. And I'm talking about that is in person and online. It needs to be the connector. It needs to be the place that if people want to know everything there is to know about you, that they can find it on your website. With that in mind, it needs to be the connection to your mailing list, your e-courses, your events, your classes, your podcast. All of this needs to be in your home on the web. Your social networking. Yep, that too. Discussions, classes, your traveling schedule, everything needs to be in one spot, your home on the web. It needs to be friendly and welcoming. One of the things we studied that I just want to throw this out to you, I've got to still have pictures redone. I was about to get headshots, I had used a different hairdresser. Did I say something earlier about this? But she literally messed my hair up, and it like was like that much of my hair all over my head was turned like highlighter yellow right before I was about to have a photo shoot. And you talk about an upset. So my website's sitting there with different graphics. They're original graphics of my own, but it's got graphics that are not with me in it. But let me just recommend that if you can get someone to take some really nice professional photography photographs of you, some that look very friendly, that communicate your message to people, I highly recommend it. I recommend you put your face, yourself, your sweet, your personality. If you've got the ability to do video, getting a high quality shoot for that really makes a difference in what your site. We used to say it's not about the template that you're using as much as it's about the photography that you've got on your website. It is going to make or break your website. Of course, don't go putting silly little trendy things all over your website. Clutter, goodness. Oh, I was just looking at some websites the other day with a friend, and I was like, okay, this is not the example I'm using because it's too cluttered. And the funny thing is they thought the same thing. Be careful that your website really is a nice, enjoyable, professional place to go and look. I kind of look at it like almost, it's like walking into your home. Is it serene or is it cluttered up? It's almost like also looking at your desk. Now, I am not the one to look at my desk at any given time. I'm thinking about just this table right here. I'm going, I'm not going to show you what it looks like because I've got stuff on it. But if I were having a meeting here, I would have to make sure that everything was gone off this because honestly, people are distracted by that and they're going to just think you're a slob. So be careful. Be careful about what you put on your website to where it is pleasant, it is easygoing, and it is not cluttered. If your website is not converting, okay, what do you do? Well, here it is. I think that the bottom line is if you're not converting sales, and I'm talking about it should be a few a week. If you're not, then we need to look at what needs to happen to make your website a better marketing tool. And then the next thing. Okay, so that's a lot of time on website. Why did I spend that much time on websites? Did I do it intentionally or did I just drag along? I did it because it's your home on the web. Here's the potential you have, and you should always consider it like this. Your website is like a salesperson you're hiring. It's probably your first employee that you have in your business. So when you're investing in your website, you are investing in someone or a team member that is going to represent you on the World Wide Web. First of all, it's going to have to get some rankings. So you're going to have to be developing it very focused on what you're about, not just what you think is popular out there, but what you are all about. So if Lucia's about faith and victorious living, then you know what? She's going to have content that builds that up. She's going to have to make sure her website communicates that through and through. If you're about being a virtual assistant, I'm just thinking about Arilla right now. Your website is going to have to through and through communicate that you're a virtual assistant and what services you offer. It should be this quick to be able to size that up, okay? So it is so important what you do with that. But then here's the other thing about your website. It is going to be the difference between whether people continue to come back to you or not, whether they forget you or not. People, when they get to your website, they are comparing you to other people. So if you've got, say, okay, I just said Arilla, go out and look at other websites for virtual assistants. Make sure yours is a cut above. Lucia, same thing. If there are people that are talking about faith, they're talking about victorious living, go look at what their websites look like and let's get this up to date with all of that. That look, that feel, that information, that is going to be your competitor, whether you believe it or not. I'm thinking about, okay, Beatrice, yours is with transitions. Okay, get out there and do some searching and look at different websites and take a peek at what your competitors have. I mean, what are the cutting edge things that they're doing on there? Do they have a podcast where you probably should consider it? Do they have a blog that's pretty killer, you know? Yeah, I think you should anyway, but I'm saying be aware of what their things look like. It's pretty eye-opening when you start comparing yourself. And trust me, I don't compare to put myself and get myself stuck or to cut myself down, but it's about, hey, If you had a storefront, you don't want for your storefront to look like it's not representative of your business. You want it to have every advantage, and that's what this is about. Next thing to put your money, to get out there, some other tried, true, old marketing methods that pretty much are not going to cost you a lot. Writing articles for magazines or newsletters, other websites, other bloggers, your articles or your information along that line has a tremendous impact on your business. It is still one of those tried and true ways of building your business. Is, you know, like say for example, you're writing, I'm thinking, let me just use Beatrice on this, like she's talking about transitions. If she's wanting to really build her stuff up, writing a few things on like about transitioning out of the job or transitioning in life, she could write maybe 4 or 5 articles, put them in like a bundle along with her promo sheet or a one sheet, and then just send it out to different people who like maybe even go out there and look up people who talk a lot about transitions. Like I have a friend that, and this is a good thought for you, Beatrice. I have a friend who she does counseling, and her counseling business is strictly for people who are dealing with transitions like job changes, different stages of life, on and on. She has a blog, and trust me, she would love to have somebody write some content here and there for her. Now, it may not be paid content, but if it brought them back with a call to action to your website, and that's something you could definitely work out with somebody else, that gives her some content to put on her page, and it gives you some points back to you. That's the kind of partnerships we're looking at and looking for, is finding people who are doing things similar and find a way to work with them. Maybe it's producing a podcast or a video that you could give to somebody like that that could help them build their site. But then at the end, you're telling them, hey, I can help you with this, or even do a blurb for them as well. Work it out with them so that it's win-win for both of you, but it gets your name out there and it gets your information out there, and it helps you connect with people who are looking at those things that they need help with. What about being a guest on radio and TV shows or podcasts? I'm telling you, if you have not got the audience that you want at your website or in your own podcast or your own events, get out there and be a guest. One of the things that I suggest, and we're going to have some information in the action guide, I suggest getting what I call a promo packet or a promotions for yourself, or get a one sheet ready that tells like who you are, who your audience is, who are the ideal people that, you know, like that you serve, what is your message, what are your topics. Put on, if you are wanting to be on a podcast or something, put some examples of your speaking and some of the topics that you have on there, so that, you know, and maybe even with a few questions that you typically like to be asked. The more that you prepare for someone. Like for me, I don't have a lot of time to go and prepare for every single person I bring on. If I don't know them, I don't bring them on at this point. But in the past, my favorite publicists that I've worked with have brought me people that everything was laid out. I didn't have to think about nothing. They gave me copies of their books. And by the way, if you have books or audios or things along that line, I can't tell you the number of times I thought, this would be a good topic. Maybe I should promote you. And then they say, well, go buy my book. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't buy other people's books. And I mean, unless it's a Bible, I'm sorry. I review too many people in my community. There are things I don't have a lot of time to go and chase down and spend my money being your customer, not being ugly. I just don't. And if you want to be on a show and get some publicity, then you want to be the person who is wonderful to work with. I try to give so much stuff, and I've heard it. Like there are people that will call me and they'll say, hey, Cindy, I know. I mean, even when I was not public with some of my own ministry things, people knew I was a great guest. If they wanted, to have me on a podcast, I would send them the questions to ask me that I felt comfortable with. And I would tell them how I was going to answer it if they needed help with that. Or I would send them, if they were a magazine wanting, I have a lot of magazines, they'll say, hey, I'd like for you to have a column in my magazine. I don't have time to do all that. And so what I'll do is I'll send them like a whole list of links of different articles that they're welcome to grab, welcome to promote, give them pictures, files of pictures they could use, the bio that they can use, have everything laid out to where I can send that over to them. And you know what? Because it's easy to work with, I think that's part of the reason I've been out there so much. Okay. So, here we go. Let me make sure I've got anything else there. Okay. Events and retreats. Okay. Here's how you're paid to market, is by hosting events, retreats, classes, Bible studies on your books, if you've got Bible studies, webinars. Some of those you could do for free, but don't underestimate your ability to charge just a little bit to build your list. I remember doing a promo that was kind of fun. I did it like a dollar. I mean, probably, I forget, if processing cost over half of that. But we did so many people that opted in for that, that it was well worth being a dollar. You can do, I would do more than that. I mean, just being real about that. I think that's a crazy price. It was mainly to get them used to, if they could pull their wallets out for a dollar, they could pull it out for $100. They saw the process. They saw, I mean, it had its purpose, but you don't have to do that. You can charge a decent little price and still make money being paid to market. And again, okay, say you're doing like a small webinar, a one topic. Okay, well, in that you give them next steps, which happens to be you're promoting what? You can promote your books, you can promote your courses, you can promote your coaching, you can promote a live event, you can promote your community. Find what you want to use to promote. And so, yep, you can even be paid to do marketing like that. Let's look and see. Now, some of the marketing that I think, another thing I think that is very, 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 very vital, and I just want to really mention this. If you do not have a mailing list, today's the day. Today's the day. I use AWeber. I put the link in earlier. I use AWeber because they are really one of the best. They've had the longevity. I've used them probably, would that be 25 years or so? But here's the deal. They're paid to keep up with your list. Now, every so often, I would download a backup because you just never know what could happen in this world. However, they have done such a fabulous job at providing consistent service. So I would recommend that you invest in your mailing list and consider this is like, Ray Perry used to call this your ATM. This is where you put things into it and you're going to get things back out of it. The relationship is number one again. However, that there's something about the mailing list. Now, I want to say this. I heard a thing from, it's a girl, I actually follow her. I like some of her stuff, but she was talking about that she built her business on Instagram. It's kind of the age that she's kind of seeking to do business with. And her numbers at Instagram as well as Facebook were about 3% conversion on any promotion she did. So she reluctantly, after thinking she knew what she was talking about, decided to do a mailing list. And she immediately started seeing better conversion. And she realized some of us old people know what we're talking about when we're talking about marketing. You need an email list. If you do not have one, today is the day for that to be one of your number one. Your website, your email list, those are non-negotiable. If you want to do business, you've got to have it. So what do? Now you hear the big thing of, oh, Cindy, I don't know if I can do that. That's going to give me something else I have to do. I have to do some kind of thing with a freebie. Well, guess what? Right now I don't have any freebies on mine. And I'm getting conversions. I have done things. Now here is the answer. If you want to do something, I just haven't had the time to do it. I got to do another opt-in and I'm going to, because I think it'll still increase my opt-ins, but I'm just saying, just in case you think you can't do it today because you don't have a freebie for them to opt in and get, come on, just do it and just get it done. Get you a list up. Now, say you want a really easy, and you do, here's the deal. You want an easy opt-in gift for them. I have a premise that my coach told me, which was 30 minutes from idea to done. We're going to talk about this in some of the upcoming things that we're doing. But just to give you the short story on this, 30 minutes to done, from idea to done, means that, okay, get something like the number one question that people are asking you that are the greatest pain. I'm thinking about Beatrice, like transitioning. Goodness, isn't it hard to take the leap? That might be a good topic. Okay, what do you do? Do something that has perceived value. You can either do an ebook. I think an ebook is going to be a little hard to do in 30 minutes. So what I would probably do is say, hop on a great atmosphere. Like I had shared StreamYard as one of the links of things that I recommend. And that is, again, cindyrushton.com/StreamYard. It does a great job of going live on and doing a broadcast. You could do that. You could use Repurpose, which could actually give it like a rule to do like a video that you you tell it to actually go and save it into your Dropbox. But here's the deal. Make a really nice video in that 30 minutes and you're done, and you can upload it and you can answer that question. You know, help them to take the lead. Tell them, you know, how do they prepare? Right now, of all people, Beatrice knows exactly how to take that leap, how to go for it, and why do it, how hard it is to do it, you know, and how to do it. You know, make it super simple and easy, and then it's done. 30 minutes to done, okay? So make this stuff easy. Don't go out there and make things so hard. It doesn't have to be the way it was. It, years ago, when I was first getting started, you had to pretty much give them like one of your best products. Not so much anymore. Even your products that you have can be a lot more simple than things I've done in the past. You can give one idea. People like one and done. They like smaller bits. You're going to have to do your price. You can't do a $99.95 for a 10-page paper, usually. Come on. What are people going to think? I'm telling you, I go back to my old way of doing business since I've been a kid. You over-deliver. And people may go out there and teach, well, some things are worth that. You know what? I spend $100 and I get 10 pages of something. It better be like gold for me. It better produce something really good, or I will never do business with somebody again. It would make me furious. So I'm just trying to say, do unto others as you want them doing to you. Pricing can be a toughie, and I'm happy to talk about it, but I'm probably going to hurt some feelings when I say make it a no-brainer. I understand your value, and I understand how valuable your stuff is. However, I also understand how to get people to convert. And sometimes I think people are asking a little too much and it's not a no-brainer. So make it a no-brainer. Let me see what else we've got. You could also do some pay-per-click advertising, ads on blogs, Google ads, Facebook, Instagram. You could do ads in e-zines or on radio shows. You've got all kinds of ways that you could pay for ads. One of the things I do recommend that you do on your website is go ahead and get a Facebook pixel installed on your website, especially if you've got like WordPress. That would be another thing that would be great for you to take some time and do. Even if you're not talking about doing Facebook ads, I want to tell you why. You can go into Facebook after you've got the pixel on for like say 6 months, and you can start seeing who your ideal client is. You can see who the ideal, like what all they have in common. And also it will help you, like you, if you wanted to then do retargeting for your advertising, easy. You then can just begin a retargeting campaign because you would know, like, okay, it looks like the majority of my people are along these demographics. And you can then target in on what you have to offer to them directly. Super, super helpful. But here's the thing. Did you hear me say this at almost the end of the day? Why? Because that's not really overly costly, but you need to know who your people are. You need to know who you, well, you need to know who you are. You need to know your message. You need to know who your people are. You need to be building community. You need to be building your website. You need to be building a lot of different products and ways that you're sharing them. And then if those things, if you want to just take it up level, then look at some things like retargeting or ads that are out there in different places, because by then you're going to know what your keywords are. You're going to know who you're targeting and how to speak their language and to how to convert them. But if you've not done all these other things, I highly caution you against spending money on trying to get traffic. I think that it's going to end up being fruitless, like say for example, you spend a ton of money on SEO, or you, and by the way, we gave this counsel at the agency I just recently worked for. If you do not do like redoing your website, making your website clear, clean, updated, easy to manage with all your stuff there and easily articulated, if you don't do that, but then you go and spend a bunch of money on a campaign and you're just dumping them into that website, you're not going to have the conversion. You're just wasting money. So it's making sure that all these things are lined up and in a row for you. Okay. We are now coming down to the last little bit of our time today. What would I, if I could tell you, like, hey, guard these things, don't do these things, okay? What would it be, okay? Are you wondering that? Like, what would I say if I were going to tell you, like, beware? Beware, don't do these things. I try not to come from a negative side, but I just have to tell you that these are things I just have to say, because I can't let you get out of this without saying, okay, these are some things that you've got to be aware of. First of all, number one, if I could just warn you up front, this is one of those really important things. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your revenue streams in one spot. The more diverse you have, the more expanded you are, the more you try things. Like, for example, even on product development, which we'll talk about on another day, another time, even on that, I would say that you need to have lots of different ways that they can access your ideas. You know, if you got a simple idea you're trying to promote, then that idea could be a book. It could be a teaching. It could be a coaching program. It could be a challenge. It could be blog post. It could be a webinar. Come on, okay? You don't know what's going to really get them connected to you and what is going to really reach them. From one day to the next, I don't even know what's the best way for you to reach me, because sometimes I just don't have the time that is needed I don't have the time that is needed to be able to truly, I don't have the time that's truly needed to access, like, say, videos. I have not looked at videos in a couple of days. So if that is your thing, you may not reach me. I may think, oh, I'm going to have more time to do that. Know what I mean? So it's just being aware that I think it's going to take many, just like it takes many streams for your business, I think it takes many streams for product creation, and I believe it takes many streams for marketing, okay? Next thing is getting stuck with one or two favorite tools, especially those that worked once upon a time, and assuming it's going to work for every product, every promotion, or forever. Come on. You know, I don't know if you've ever read the book Who's Moved the Cheese, or if you've seen the video on YouTube. Do yourself a favor and go and look up Who's Moved My Cheese. Here's the deal with it. You can keep going back to the same space that you're comfortable, or you can dare to go to a new place. And today, I hope that what I can encourage you to do is go to some new places. To dare to step out and do something totally different, something that maybe even stretches you to a point you're uncomfortable thinking about it right now. But that's how you're going to stay on the cutting edge. That is more than likely going to be where you find some prosperity. But don't get stuck doing the same old, same old. If you've been doing the same old, no matter what it is, today's the day to change it up, and that is your next step. I'm just being bold. Next thing is throwing it together. Nope, 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 nope. Be very aware. I can have a pretty quick conversion. I've laughed because recently I did a project with Lucia and with Felice and Kim and Michelle, and they were like, whoa. They were blown away a little bit, I do believe, but that's how I do things. And the thing is, I have the systems down, and I know exactly how to make it happen and happen quick. And I can do that while I'm getting my master's degree. I can do it while I'm having relationships with my family. I can do it and still go to church and go to worship and have hopefully some time out pounding pavement too. And so here's the thing though. Don't throw things out there sloppy, because you can either mess your reputation up before you get one, or you can tear it down just like that. Sometimes people have talked to me, they've said, okay, like years ago, they were like, you're just a shooting star. You got really famous with this. No, actually, I wasn't a shooting star. And even the time that I was down, I was still making money with my business, and I was still doing some things, just not as public as I've done it in the past or even now. And here's the bottom line. You want to have some longevity? Well, you're going to have to decide today what you're delivering as far as the quality of what you do. You're going to have to be committed to making sure that every single product is a reflection of the culture you're building and the relationships you want to forge, and that it's not just where you are today, but it's moving forward into the thing you want to be and become. And I just caution against, I'm not saying get to perfectionism. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a big difference between excellence and perfectionism. Excellence doesn't get stuck, but it performs at the very best it can. And it thinks about, okay, I'm going to honor when people spend money with me. I'm going to honor when people give me their time, because it's of great value. So when I'm producing something, I'm not going out there just throwing stuff together. I really do try to give everything I can give, but I also set some limits on myself of trying not to do too much that it's just not even usable. I thought about that with our current challenge. I was like, this is probably too much, but I really couldn't get around it when we're talking about so many areas of productivity that people typically need help with. And it just was what it was. It's one of the few that's gonna, it's a little out of control. But are y'all mad about it? I don't think you are. I think you've just got something you can do for quite some time. And yeah, we can come back and we can do it again and again, and we can do new things next time. Or if you've got some trouble, some area that's giving you some trouble or frustrating you, you can go back and you can troubleshoot. So just be aware though, give your very, very, very best. Another thing, I heard this earlier and I kind of wanted to go back and touch it, and I knew I was going to come back around to, at the end and say this, but I know the concerns that were shared in the room earlier about being salesy, sell, 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 pitch, pitch, pitch. Some of you were talking about, you know, the bragging and things, and I love that you guys shared that. Here's the deal. The problem lies in the bottom line, and this is a no-no. It is pushing products or pushing services rather than relationships. Am I right? If you are pushing the relationship, and hey, I really do care about you, and you can't put on care, by the way. You can't. That's why you need to know who you are here for, because then you'll probably be so shocked with how much you love them, how much you are concerned for them. There's times where I get sick at my stomach over the thoughts of some things that are out there, because I care about the success of those that are my people, my tribe. And there's just that thing that just drives me to get back in the game, or to stay up that extra hour, or to get up that extra hour or 2 hours. And so here's what I'm saying. If you are about the relationship, you're going to be about things that are not just instant, that are not shoddy. You're going to be about truly taking care of their best interest. And you know what? Then you can help by caring and producing things that they will love, that they need. But it's not about pushing products. It's not about sell, sell, sell. It's not about, you know, going out and building yourself up into some big mighty pulpit or ivory tower. In fact, that's not going to get you anywhere. There's a lot of people who've been doing business for a long time who need to step out of their ivory tower and get down with the people. Believe it or not, I've had people before in the past that called me and said, Cindy, you know who you are, and you've got this national, international spotlight. it's time for you to quit being so accessible by the people. And I thought, thank you very much for caring about me. However, as for me and my business, here's what you get. I have always built my fame and my notoriety, if there's going to be some, on the fact that I am in the trenches. And I'm the very person that cleaned the toilet this morning before I came in here. And I'll be the very person that in a little bit is going to go home and cuddle up with a four-year-old that's probably going to be sticking cookies on my shoulder, because he's like, he does that. he'll come and he'll put a little cookie on my shoulder. I'm going, oh, this is my diet plan. Thank you very much. But I take great joy wrapping him up like a burrito yesterday. It was so much fun. You know, like he asked me to wrap him up in his blanket like a burrito. He's so funny. That's my life right now. And you know what? I love that life. And I love being in the trenches. I like being real. I like getting you into my real. And that goes back to, again, who I am and who my people are, my tribe, my fam, my friends are all that. And so, you know what? I am not so much about pushing products or services as I am about relationships and making sure that those I love are a success at what they do. Because otherwise, you know what? That's my real key performance indicator. The return on your investment, if you're not being a success, if you're not moving forward, if you're not being stretched into bigger, better places, guess what? I fail. And I feel like it's my failure, because if I don't confront things, if I don't say things that need to be said, it's not doing you favors. But I can't do that from an ivory tower. I have to do that being right here in the midst. I have to know what's going on. I have to know your struggles. I have to know the things that you're excited about. I need to know what you're working on. I need to know what you got done. Because then I can truly look at it and say, okay, what if we do this instead? Do you see? Because you know I care. You know that. And so it's not about pushing products to your people. Yes, you're going to be producing. That's not saying that you don't produce. But what I'm saying is it's about the relationships. And you don't even know what to create if you don't have your hand on their pulse. If you do not have it, you don't know them that well. It's going to be hard to do it. So, pushing products versus building relationships, just say no. Copying the competition. I'm not even going to rant on this. I'm just going to say, no, you are your competition. And if you want to know what's out there that you know, people are choosing, you know, services or whatever, sure, get out there and be knowledgeable, but don't let that set your whole pace. Definitely don't copy them. You should be getting things from Holy Spirit that are going to give you answers that you need. And the more that you press into the Lord, the more he's going to help you be creative and come up with the next things. And it's going to make you so proud. It may take you a bit building up your business to where you're making what you want to make. But you know what? You're going to get there. You're going to keep on doing all these things where you're going to develop relationships. You're going to get out there and you're going to develop relationships with other business owners, and you're going to network together, and you're going to promote each other and help each other grow. And that's how you're going to build your business, not copying people and trying to figure out, oh, what's the next bestseller? Come on. You ought to be getting that from God. Dare to be yourself. Dare, trust yourself whenever you've got an idea that comes across your heart that, you know what, you may think, nobody's doing anything like this. Come on. Maybe you're the one who's going to set that pace. Come on. Also, not enough going on. Yep. Here's a problem I see, that people will promote something, like they get their big book done and they think they're just done. I've alluded to that throughout the day. But what I'm saying here is, if you are not producing, you need to somehow be thinking of different ways to market. But I believe you need to have that cycle if you want to have real success. I can't tell you what I had success with my first book, and it was really, I was shocked. I didn't think I was going to be a business, but I had success. But you know what? I tasted nothing like I tasted like the next book, and the people that maybe had just found me then went back and bought both books. And then by the time I had the next one and the next one, it was amazing. By the time I had notebooking, people were buying at least a couple $100 a purchase was our median purchase. You guys, you may not be having the results right at first, but you've got to build your business. You've got to build your relationships. You've got to build a community. You've got to build a network of people that you're working with. You've got to be a good network. Can I say that? I had a call yesterday that we were talking, and you know, I had to have a good question of saying, okay, I've not been asking you guys to help me promote what I do. You guys, it's all about all of us networking and building each other up and saying, hey, everybody, have you seen this? The other day I did an article for, by the way, you may have seen this. I did a thing on quiet times. Somebody had asked me about quiet times, and I thought, you know what? What I like right now is Lucia's book. And I wrote in my article to my main list, I said, this is what I'm using because I feel like God wants me to know who I am in Christ. And so that's what I'm using for some of my copying in my journal. And I just promoted her. She didn't know. She probably still didn't know until I just said it. But see, that's why we need to let each other know what we're doing. We need to be in community saying, hey, this is what I'm producing right now so that we can tell everybody. I got so excited. I see Kim Hewitt's in the room. I love her videos with her kids. They are just awesome. Shout out. But let me just mention to you guys that here's the thing. The majority of my people may not be homeschooling at this point. Many have. They may have grandkids that are being homeschooled, or some are like some of the kids who their parents homeschooled, they know me. Yeah, a bunch of them are homeschooling, and even my grandkids are being homeschooled. But you know what? I loved what Kim did with her kids. And here's my thoughts. She gave a beautiful picture of a godly home. And I just shared about it. I was so proud to see her getting on that video, because when she gets on that video, especially with her kids and her family, it's adorable. It's so adorable. It shows the picture of a godly home, a beautiful godly woman with her beautiful children and her home where we can take a peek. I love the Corgis. That's my babies too. I'm claiming them, Kim. So anyway, get out there, and if you've got to have these relationships, you've got to have something you're marketing, you've got to be reaching out. And then here's the deal. Use sales letters. Don't just put a shopping cart. Come on. Even if you're doing podcasts, get out there. And I've seen some of my favorites that were the most helpful were like a mixture. It wasn't just a little blurb. And I've been bad to do that in the past. A little blurb about their show. Your podcast should have basically, and this is for keywords as much as it is for information, somebody coming to your website, people may be wanting to read that. So give them a good basic information in your show notes. Let them be linked to things that are similar. Let them be informed of how they can subscribe to your feed, blah, blah, blah. Use the information. Give them lots of information. Don't just assume they know what you're doing. And then advertise everything. I'm talking about whatever you're interested in, what you've just bought, what you're studying, what your any affiliate products, any of your upcoming projects, any of your past projects, your friends. Let people into your life so that you have great content and you're a place that people want to go. You're a place where people build excitement and they want to be around your stuff. Here's another thing that is a danger zone is not tracking and measuring. Okay, inevitably, I deal mostly with creatives, and I know us. We don't like math. Except for maybe Christina. I had to say that. Okay, but here's the deal. You need to know if what you're doing is successful. If it's not having conversions, we have to go back to the bottom line that we have got to figure out why it's not converting. Is it not converting because you haven't got enough traffic? Or is it that you're getting traffic and they're going, I don't think so? Or is it that they are needing more information. What is it that's causing there to be a disconnect? The only way to know that is through tracking and measuring. So you definitely want to be tracking and measuring everything you do. Here's the deal. Some things may sound like a good idea, but you get out there and you're doing it and you go, that's not having the conversion I thought it was going to have. Let it go. Or say something has conversion for a certain amount of time and then it stops. Be willing to let it go. Okay? We are always tracking. We're always measuring. We're going to run this like a business. We're not going to go getting attached to our ways of doing things, our little colors that we once upon a time liked, our designs that we liked for a little bit. I'm telling you, I'm changing all of the, I'm changing all of the formats for how I've done my books in the past. There's going to be a lot of cover changes. There's going to be a lot of shifts in some of the things because guess what? I'm not where I was and I don't really like it anymore. I'm sorry. And so I'm changing all kinds of things like that myself. And this is 153, 154 books, thousands of audios, all that stuff. Come on, you guys. It's a lot of work to stay on the cutting edge. And you know what? We are going to do this. We're going to look at it and say, okay, where are we today? Where do we want to go? How are we going to get there? How do we make this thing to where we give the very, very best? And I'm telling you this because I know when I go, oh, I got so much to do. You know what I'm saying? I get it. It's hard. But can I tell you, it's worth it. And what we want to keep doing is getting better and better and better, because I believe that there are different places that all of us are going that are so big. They have so much influence. And so I want to encourage you to not get stuck, but always track and measure things. Get out there and look at, okay, be open to this, you guys. You've got to not do this as if it's a personal, it is personal, by the way. It is relational, but it's got to be professional. And there's got to be times, I've said this when I was in real estate, it kind of hit me, that I realized that D part of my DISC personality thinks very black and white about the bottom lines on things. The I is like really fluffy and really loves to feel and experience and love and talk and have fun and be relational and hang out and be a mommy or wife or woman. Here's the deal. The bottom lines, I realized when I started selling people's houses, that there are people that said they wanted to sell their houses and they didn't realize that they had to sell their houses. They had to be ready, willing, and able. That the things that made their house a home had to stop and they had to get really business about it so they could get to their next place of where they needed to go. And there's going to be times where you're going to have to get really business in order to run a business or run a ministry, because that is how you are excellent. And so sometimes people like me who you choose to be your coach are going to have to say, yeah, we got to do this. Yes, this is where we're going because you have too much that you've got to offer and we've got to take you to the next level. Okay, now let's see. Another thing is using social media. Come on, you know where I'm about to go with this. It's got to be professional. I mean, I play and I have fun. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you need to realize that sometimes social media is going to waste your time when you could be developing products. You could be producing and connecting with people in a real connection. Like some of you in the time, and I know myself, I can do this. This is why I got very, very strict a few months back, about 7 months ago. I got really, really strict about my time and said, okay, there's nothing until I work my hour to 2 or 4 hours a day in my business. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. Because I was realizing that things can gobble up time so quick. It's not saying that, again, I told you earlier that yes, we are being social and we're getting out there, getting to know people and finding where they're at and chit-chatting and developing relationship. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is, you know the difference when we're going and reading all the news and we're going to do this and that, when you could be writing a book, you could be producing a set, you could be building your business, you could be working on your website. Be mindful of your time. Now, I don't have to tell a lot of you this because many of you are very, very strict about your time, but it's just being sure that being sure that you're using the moments you have. Systematize some of the things you're doing. One of the things I put the link to repurpose in the chat room is cindyrushton.com/repurpose. The cool thing is that if you're doing like a Facebook Live, you could create some rules to actually take that Facebook Live and it will redirect that video into your Dropbox to where you could be producing a product out of that. You don't just lose it by it being somewhere on Facebook. You can also redirect them into like your LinkedIn. You could redirect it into your Instagram, on and on. Wherever you produce it, you could have it redirect into those places. One thing that Repurpose can do too is like, say I'm doing a podcast, I can have a rule that tells it to go and put it into my YouTube and it'll make a video out of it. And then you know that YouTube is the second largest search engine that's out there. And so all of the words that you have in your podcast are then being, the keywords are being archived and people can find your information there. You need to be on YouTube. You need to be. I'm trying to get there more myself. But use things that systematize that and make the most out of everything you do. It needs to be out there. Now, I'm not trying to discourage people from following you on all the different things you do, but because sometimes they'll say, well, I just saw that posted over here too. Well, okay, here's the thing. I don't have the same people following me everywhere. So be mindful about what you're doing, but make sure to systematize as much as possible, because I think it's like right now we're doing this, but we're also in Facebook as well, but we're in the Zoom room for community. Okay. I think that we are about here. Oh, I gotta say this one. No backward marketing. Okay. So say, for example, you build your $299 product and then you realize, it's not selling so well, only sold maybe one or two. Then you decide you're going to offer it at one half off, and then you'll let people have it for free as a bonus. Come on, you guys. No. There's a few things that happen with this. It looks hard up. It looks like there's no response. It upsets the paying customers who you should be valuing the most. If they're paying the highest dollar, you need to stick to the integrity of your product. So let's look into the future. Let's look at maybe having a great launch, then create an evergreen product out of it, and then in back end offers, then you can add other things that you do with it. You can also add it into bigger sets or bigger things, but you guys be careful about that. It'd be better for you to start out with a lesser price and then go up than for you to start at a higher price and go back down. To me, it's just the way it looks. It looks a little too Walmart like that. And we all know that they're not known for their greatest quality. Okay. Being shy about emailing. Woo! Let me just tell you something. Again, going back to building your tribe and your community, if there's one thing I could impart to you to have from the very beginning is please, when you're building your list, first of all, don't worry if somebody gets mad saying you are emailing too often or I didn't ask for this or they complain, they call you spam or whatever. Okay, it's okay. When they call you spam, they're going to get kicked off your list. I just want you to know that. If you're using a service like AWeber, and by all means, make sure anybody who complains gets kicked off the list. But here's the thing. You want to make sure that you are staying in touch with the people who value what you do. And you cannot let somebody who's gripey, grumbly, and does not really belong in your community, let them set the pace. So be sure to make sure that when you are doing your business, that you're not tailoring everything to the person who's disgruntled and gripey and grumbly. Instead, you are tailoring everything to the person that you know is your ideal person. And let the others go. Let the others go. But this also means that when you have got some big product that's coming up, say you're about to launch something, plan launches by all means. get some friends on board, ask people to help promote what you're doing. But leading up to it, about 2 weeks out, send an email. About a week out, send an email. Do some broadcasts, do some talks, maybe do a live saying, guess what? I'm so excited. We're about to do this. Okay. Then the beginning on day one, make sure they know about it. At the end of day one, make sure they know about it. The beginning of day two, make sure they know about it. End of day two, make sure they know about it. Let them know daily. Midweek, make sure that they know that they can go back and grab it. I'm telling you, get this out there. And then, of course, if you have a launch offer, a special launch offer, then again, that's got to be promoed, where you are letting them know maybe the day before the offer ends, the morning of, the evening of, bingo, done. But if you missed it here, this is where you go to grab it. And let them see your integrity in action at changing the prices, updating everything, and being good at your word. So anyway, I think that would be it. I want to ask you guys, yep, it is it. Do you have any questions as we wrap up or any comments? You want to hop in and give us any of your questions, comments, feedback? Where are we at now? And this is a good example.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Kim. Hi.
I'm so good. Glad that you're doing this. And I'm so glad that you just keep coaching us. And, you know, we all need these cheerleader coaches who just take us by the hand and say, come on, keep going. But I wanted to share a little something that I read. It's about the Inklings, you know, C.S. Lewis and Tolkien. They were in a group together.
Oh, yeah.
Where they would get together and read their books to each other. But the interesting thing was, C.S. Lewis was a big fan of Tolkien's writing of The Lord of the Rings, but Tolkien didn't really like C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia.
Wow.
And he was quite critical, because I guess he didn't like anything that was analogies. But fortunately, in The Inklings, there, I have to remember what the guy's name was, but I guess Roger Green, he was the person who encouraged C.S. Lewis to keep writing his chronicles.
Mm.
And had C.S. Lewis only had Tolkien, we might not have had Chronicles of Narnia.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, thank goodness that there are people like you who believe in what each individual person's doing. Everything's not going to resonate with everybody else, but there is a place.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at how many people love Chronicles of Narnia.
Absolutely. I like.
And we would have been so sad. We wouldn't even know what we were missing.
Oh, no.
But fortunately, there was somebody to encourage him.
Yeah, that's good. And you know what? I want, I don't know how much you got to hear about, like, creating community and all that that we've talked about today. But that's part of even having a community of people that are on your side and who believe in you. And who are going right. to come alongside of you and say, okay, this is going to help you to be better. But, I mean, even if we might go, I don't get this product, which I don't, I rarely have that happen. Unless, I mean, if I were to see something maybe that's not developed well, I might would come along and say, eh, come on, give it a little bit more. You know, I have had that happen. Right. But I think that there's got to be people that are visionary in your life. And that can come alongside of you. And I love how you guys all encourage each other, you know, too, because this is definitely a great little realm, or, you know, a little group of people that we really do encourage everything that we've all got going. And here's the thing, look at how everybody's producing. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So you're reading Inklings. Tell me more.
Well, it's a book called The Company They Keep. Mm. Yeah, and it's about this group of men. But, you know, I just got to a section today where there was a particular person who did not like it when Tolkien would come in and read what he wrote in The Lord of the Rings. And he's like, oh, no, not the elves again. And he just was kind of, he just did not like it. And I think this author was making the argument that because of this dissenter's voice, that was kind of like the beginning of the end. That was one of the things that kind of was like the started the end of it, because there was somebody who was in it who just was like, oh, I don't have to listen to that again. Right?
That's funny. That's really interesting, especially when you're saying what you just said about his view of C.S. Lewis's Chronicles.
Yeah, right.
That is very, very interesting to me. That's cool.
It is interesting because these are significant writers. They affected so much of the world and probably our philosophy and theology. Mm-hmm. And C.S. Lewis was kind of writing against the grain, I guess, in his area, because they didn't want him to be talking about philosophy and theology, because that wasn't as apparently his field, his expertise.
Yeah.
But he was doing it anyway. Mm. So yeah, it's just really interesting. It gets me thinking. And then to see you continue to be there, continue to coach and lead, I was thinking, wow, you have like your own little inklings here.
I love
right?
it.
Right? You
yeah.
do.
Yeah, I like you it. Do. Yeah. Well, and I like that you said that, because that is my heart. That's kind of funny. But like I said, you probably wouldn't hear me going, oh, what? Because I like such a wide variety, which probably sets me up as being who I am in coaching. But I like, even like music, I like a wide variety. I'd probably shock you guys at all the music I like. But it's because I happen to have friends that do all of it. And I think there's a part of me that, if I were to give y'all my big vision, I see myself being part of, even production of some music that's only been heard in heaven at this point. And so I'm really excited. I think there are ideas that have only been in heaven as well, that God is planting in our hearts. And that's the vision I have for all the, I just see all the creativity that we have. And I believe that this is the time to do it. So it's so much fun. I like what I get to do.
Well, you do a really, I mean, you do a phenomenal job. And, you know, this is just the beginning of how you're going to so influence people again as you get back into your ministry and do the thing that you do.
Yeah. Well, I think that
I hope the word gets more and more out about you and what you're doing here. And it just keeps growing and growing, because people only benefit from what you're doing.
Thank you. And you guys share, tell everybody this right here. Yeah. I'm going to be pulling the live feed off of Facebook probably later tonight, because this goes into all of the sets that they go into. But definitely there's a lot of stuff that I'm leaving up that people are welcome to enjoy. And we've got a lot more coming. Like this next week, we've got 3 live sessions that people can come to. And then we've got, I believe Miss Lucia is on the mic Wednesday night. And
wonderful.
Or Wednesday sometime. I don't know. I have to look at the clock or my calendar. But it's a lot. It's just a lot of fun to see you guys, because y'all are, to me, I just sit back and I'm like sitting at your feet just as well. You know, you expand me and grow me. That's why I said, it's not like me just leading. I'm right here in the trenches, right here with you guys. And so I like that space. It's a lot of fun. We're having a good time, and we just got started.
That's right.
I love you.
What a year to get started.
I know. It is the year. It is. It's about to get really fired up. So that's why I believe it's everybody's time to really get prepared. I keep hearing prepare, prepare, prepare. And I think it's that time to really get prepared, do all the things that set you up to where you don't have to think about, like some of the things we talked about today are hardcore. That's why this fit with the Ultimate Productivity Challenge, because some of this is very hardcore of going back and getting your website, getting your mailing list, getting your marketing, all of your products, getting your community, like thinking that out. All of that is stuff that's so important to be a success. And I think we have to be prepared. We're about to do some amazing stuff.
I need to figure out how to get a mailing list going on my blog. I use WordPress.
Yeah.
But I've not spent much time trying to figure that out yet. But yeah, okay. I need to do that.
Are you open to using a program like AWeber? Are you there? What are your thoughts?
I have heard that word. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
You're open. I'm open to whatever.
Yeah, I'll recommend it's cindyrushton.com/AWeber. It's a monthly fee, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You will not even know your business in another year from now if you start building your mailing list.
Okay.
And we'll have some more things on email marketing coming up. It'll be part of some of the stuff mm-hmm. we're going to be rolling out. But if you need extra help with that, let me know, because who knows, we might can do a night or we might can do a hot seat. And I'm happy to get you going. Let's get you going. There's some stuff in here I talked about mailing lists, but like if I think that probably it needs a good teaching of its own, you know, mm-hmm. You know, to really do it and do it well, because there's, to me, email marketing is going to be one of your bread and butters. I mean, you mm-hmm. can do a lot of things, but unless you've got that mailing list to be able to get directly to them, I think it's right on up there. I'm having one other thing I'm looking at for myself is building an app for my business or my ministry, because I would like to be directly here, especially, you right. know, in these days and times where you have, I just don't want everything being linked to, you know, like social.
Yeah, and I think it sets you apart, doesn't it? Because instead of having to go through all this sea of information, it's just right there, right at the, you know, on the desktop.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because there's so much that's going to distract.
Oh, you know it. And yet, also, it could have a direct, like I could send a notification out saying, hey, we're going live, and everybody gets it.
Yeah.
So there's some things that are really ulterior motives on my end of things I'm looking at doing. But I want to make sure that I have everything ready to develop it. You know, like I'm going to need a day off from school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's incredible you're doing all that too.
Yep.
Cool. Well, I got to take off too, because we're going to do a special little outing with a friend and go get a Sonic burger, because we've got to get out.
Sonic! Hey, do a cherry limeade for me.
Yeah, so limeade. Sonic is new to Alaska. We have to go out to Wasilla, which is like a little community outside of Anchorage. So we're going to pull out the motorhome and go for a little drive.
Oh, right? How fun. Well, I'll tell you a tip. Get the app on your phone, because you can get your drinks, like those big drinks, for half mm-hmm. off any time of day.
Like, oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
And you're just a Rolodex of information.
Well, I have something. Guess how I would know about Sonic? I love Sonic. But seriously, like you can get it on your phone and like you can place mm-hmm. your order sitting from your stall and it'll have like a number that you can pop in there and tell them where you're at. But like they have all kinds of specials that are that using their app. But mm-hmm. definitely like those nice little 44-ounce drinks, or your shakes or whatever. Yeah, they have just different mm-hmm. specials that they have on there. Okay. There is, not that I'm just advocating, but they have like the best corn dogs on the planet. And we've gotten 56 corn dog days before. And mm-hmm. so, yeah.
You could be a spokesman.
And now, Sonic, please forward my check for your sponsorship. Now have fun. What a fun trip. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you. And Arilla, you're just doing such amazing things. I mean, you are just cranking it out. I'm thinking, how do you do all of that? But, you know, it's like really good time management. That's inspiring for me.
Yes. She's.
Thank you.
And she can help you with yours.
Somebody put me on a schedule quick. I'm like, you know that dog that goes squirrel, squirrel.
I love it. Oh,
okay. Well, we'll see you later. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Hey there. I see your. Okay. Have a great day. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Really good. I was just talking about how much I love watching your videos with your mom. They're so much fun. Enjoy Sonic for me. I'm trying to behave.
Yeah.
Now I'm almost getting a craving, so I'm going to have to really focus to go past
that. Yeah. Well, really, we're just eating salads. That's all we're doing.
Oh, come on. You have a little wild in you. Awesome. I do hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
And
thank you.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you. And definitely, if you're doing the challenge with us, hey, hop in there and do some videos. Let us know. Okay, you ready? Did I wear you out? I think I wore everybody else out. Okay. Okay, well, let's go do this thing. I'm going to pray as we wrap the day, and then let's go do something awesome. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today, and thank you for this wonderful time fellowshipping, digging deep, stretching with one another. Lord, I just thank you. This community is so powerful. And Lord, I just pray that today will be a day where all these ideas now at the end of the day will come right back to sitting at your feet and letting you be the one who determines their next steps. Lord, I ask you to teach and to speak into them so that they can be able to make the very most of every minute they have, that they won't feel pressured to do anything before it's time, but they also will feel a little pressure to get rid of anything that's past its time. Lord, that they will dare to just do the thing that you're asking them to do, because I know you have such a beautiful, good plan for them. So I just pray your blessing upon their works of their hands, the works of their heart, upon their ideas. And Lord, I just pray that they'll just boldly stretch and go and grasp onto everything you have for them. It's going to be so good. Lord, I thank you so much for everything you're doing for us. Thank you for the technology that has worked today. And thank you so much for this sweet community. I pray that this community will be a community of women who are truly your history makers, your world changers. They're your kingdom builders. Lord, I just thank you for everything that they do. I just pray that you just bless them, give them extra doses of your energy and your focus. Help them to just be the person that you've created them to be from the very foundations of the earth. Be with them. Help them. If they get afraid, Lord, they'll just tap into community and let us support them. If they are excited that they know they've got a place here where they can celebrate and grow together. Lord, I just thank you for everything you do. And I just pray you'll just bless us as we go into this next week, that everything we do, we'll be hearing what you say to do, and we will just go for it, Lord. I thank you and I praise you. I lift you on high. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. See you guys later. And I'll message you, Orilla, okay?
Okay. Okay.
I love you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Love you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.